Okay, well, this episode of Game Club Pod contains spoilers for Alan Wake. Hello, gentlemen. Oh, it's late-hearted.
There's a wasp in the room.
How are we doing?
I'm terrified of this wasp, frankly.
That was Slade the Wasp. He's buzzing around. He's dressed up just wasp. For you.
Have you seen the video of the guy in the excavator? And he, like, picks up one of those, like, I don't know if y'all have them in England, but, like, wasp nests that are, like, on the ground.
Yeah, we have.
Or, like, in the ground. But anyways, he picks it up with the bucket of the excavator, and they just start attacking the cab that he's in.
Awful.
And eventually they get in, and all you hear is him screaming, like, bloody murder.
That would be my reaction.
Have you guys seen the article of spider bites Australian man on the penis again?
Yes. Tim, you would know this.
Are we in Two Blokes from Blighty? What is going on here?
Tim, you may know this joke. I don't know if Joey would, because I don't know if Joey ever watched Red vs. Blue, but I'm sure you have, Tim.
Kind of, yeah.
There's the joke, and it's still my favorite use of the bloody murder joke, but they're talking about the character Tex when she was beating up people. And he said, one of the guys, he just kept screaming bloody murder, and it cuts to her beating the shit out of him, and he's just yelling, bloody murder! Bloody murder!
Good joke. Good joke.
Good joke. Tim.
Hello.
I was going to ask you to tell Slade our joke of the week, because it really made me laugh.
It's a good one.
Oh, shall I bleep it in the episode? It's really funny, Slade.
Sorry, I'm wrestling
papers.
Yeah,
I'll bleep it in the episode. God. Tim, go for it.
You want me to get the joke? Okay, let me just pull it back up.
That's what Jake said. Can we talk about the joke?
Go for it while I'm grabbing my notes.
I was sending y'all jokes.
Where were you sending me jokes?
None of mine got...
Where were you sending jokes?
I used to use yours, but then they got a bit long.
I'd send them to y'all on WhatsApp.
Oh, is that what you were doing? I just thought you were telling me jokes.
No.
It's a loving friendship. Tim thought the innocent side.
No, the thing was, though, I would send y'all both the same joke, and I was trying to see if I could get you both to read the same joke.
Mm-hmm. Tim and I do our own homework. And we write all of the jokes that we use.
Heavily vet our processes. So, say this joke.
good misdirection there.
They really caught me off guard earlier. And yeah, I've now heard it 3 times, and it still makes me laugh. Very, very good. Should we get into the episode?
If you want.
Okay, well, this episode of Game Club Pod contains spoilers for Alan Wake.
Ooh.
Oh, also, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Hello, welcome back to Game Club Pod. I am your host for the week, Joey Fitzgerald. I am joined by the lovely Slade Island.
Hello, that's me. I'm lovely, apparently.
And I'm joined by 3 bobcats in a trench coat, Tim Fitzgerald.
The bottom one is getting very unruly.
Tim.
Hello.
I just noticed, do you have a Goku Supreme shirt?
Yes, it's a hoodie that I've got with GT Goku with the drip, and it says Supreme.
How do you feel about that?
Ever the fashionista, Tim.
Do you feel like, as it's this time of year, Tim, do you feel like Father Rismus?
I am always Father Rismus. I saw a shirt that I want to buy. It just had a wizard on it, and it just said, I don't care how small the room is. I said cast fireball.
Cool. Well, Alan Wake, gentlemen.
Alan Wake.
Before we get into Alan Wake, I have a question for you both. I don't have a question, but I'm going to come up with one on the fly. Thanks, Tim. That was really helpful. If you could mash 2 games together to create your perfect game, which 2 would they be? And what elements of each game would you use? And you can only use 2, by the way.
Animal Crossing. No, Nintendogs and Mortal Kombat.
Okay. What elements of Nintendogs would you use?
I would use the combat from Nintendogs.
I feel like you're not taking this joke, this question seriously, Tim.
What would I use? I would probably take the open world nature of Elden Ring, like in its interconnectivity,
mm-hmm.
mixed with the aggressive combat style of Bloodborne.
But you would take a FromSoft game and mix it with a FromSoft game.
Two rights can't make a wrong. Except in the case of Space Jam.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I would play Eldenborn,
Blood Ring.
That sounds
like a doctor problem.
How about you, Slade?
I really don't know. You've got me very perplexed about this, though.
It's definitely got to do with the fact that Slade woke up 15 minutes ago.
That's also true. Let me tell y'all, we don't improve your day, take an after work nap.
Mm-hmm. Big fan of that.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
And then record a podcast immediately after you wake up.
And immediately drink a glass of honey whiskey. What would I do? I would combine. Let's see. What would I combine? The movement and everything of. What's the game we all like? The fast one. Neon White. With. Attack on Titan and make the game that Attack on Titan actually deserves.
Yeah.
The Attack on Titan game's not very good, if I remember.
No, it's really not, and it takes place in like the middle of like the end of season one, beginning of season two.
Hear me out.
But if you took the movement and the gameplay of Neon White.
Hear me out. Get Respawn to do Titanfall again, but make it an Attack on Titan game.
And call it Attack on Titanfall.
Yeah. Because like those games' movement mechanics were incredible, complete with grappling hook. It's already there.
How'd you feel about it, Slade?
Well, the ODM gear is more than just a grappling hook.
It's a grappling hook.
Tim, your rebuttal?
That's it. It's a grappling hook.
You need to finish watching it and then sort yourself out, young man.
I do need to finish watching it. I need to make a start of my rewatch.
It's the perfect time. Just sit down and watch it.
Joey, what about you?
I would use the aesthetic of Fallout 3,
mm-hmm.
the world of Fallout 3, and the batshit craziness of Resident Evil 4.
So you'd make Resident Evil 4, but with Fallout 3?
In Fallout 3 world, yeah. Open world.
Yeah, I can kind of get behind that, to be honest. I like both those games a lot.
Mm. As Slade's reaction said, he also could get behind it.
No, not really. I mean, you're taking one really good thing and one really poor thing and mixing them together and make one. Look,
Slade, I don't want to get angry at you, but you need to stop calling Fallout 3 poor because it's getting very irritating. Anyway, Alan Wake, this is what we're here to talk about, was released on the 14th of May 2010, developed by Remedy Entertainment. Available on the Xbox, Windows, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Series X and S. And Nintendo Switch, which I was surprised about.
Is it really?
Really?
Apparently so. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
IGN gave it a 9 out of 10. Official Xbox Magazine gave it a 9 out of 10. Spawnkill gave it a 9 out of 10. And Wired gave it a whopping 6 out of 10. It got the award of Best Horror Game at IGN and the Best Original IP at GameSpot for 2010 awards. It's a adventure game,
shooter.
I don't understand how it won best horror, but because there's ghosties in it that go bloogie boogie.
You're in the woods.
I'm gonna go immediate thoughts to Timothy, please.
Hello. This game is okay. I'm right there with Wired in that it's really not anything to write home about. Like, I have some positives, I have some negatives. I was saying this to Joey earlier today. We mentioned this in our Gears of War episode. It's definitely a product of the Xbox 360 era, and you can tell. I also, because I'm going to go through my negatives first and then end on highs, some of the enemies were very, very samey in that you shine a light on them and then shoot them with a gun. and that's about it. The other thing that I've got. If I had to boil down the gameplay to one sentence, it's a whole lot of running in the woods. Just that.
The whole game is running in the woods.
For about 6 hours.
That's not true. There is a scene where you drive in the woods.
That's true. And you also go into a diner for 5 minutes.
And there's a bit with a house.
There is a bit with a house, but that's also gone in 5 minutes.
And then there's a trailer park.
Which is in the woods.
You're in the trailer park.
In the woods. It's a lot of running in the woods for 6 hours. Those are my negatives. It's nothing special. In terms of positives, I think the light was a very cool mechanic, and I thought that some of the ways they implemented it were interesting. Outside of the really dumb, ha-ha-ha, shine your light on this fence to make it go away, things. But using things like car headlights to, like, make safe areas, or using street lamps to make safe areas, really cool. Anyway, I thought the episodic TV style was very unique. The way it had, like, the whole previously on Alan Wake thing was really unique. It made it feel like you were watching a TV show like, I don't know, The Walking Dead, if The Walking Dead didn't turn out to be so sh** to season two. And then I thought the presentation in the last level, I've written down here, the presentation in the last level is very cool. In hindsight, I don't remember what that last level is. So it clearly left an impact. Those are my thoughts. It's okay. If you like the first 20 minutes, you're probably going to like the rest.
Because it's all the same from there on out.
Yes.
Slade.
Hooray. Tim essentially has my positives, right? Like, the flashlight, pretty different mechanic. I found one of the most entertaining... I played this on the Steam Deck, by the way.
Slade's first entrance to the Steamy Steam Corner.
Well, Slade so was, and Tim's Steamy
I was
Corner.
Also playing a bit with the Steam Cloud Save to really see how that worked, you know, between playing it on PC and then playing it
it's
on
It's very good,
Steam
right?
I was having issues with it sometimes. Sometimes it, like, literally my Steam Deck would be sitting here on my desk and it'd be like, you have no cloud data, and I'm like, you sure? You positive? Or everything's right here, you know. When it did work, it's excellent. I had a couple, maybe a few little hiccups, but not enough to, like, this stuff don't work whatsoever.
I would like to point out that that's not the fault of Alan Wake, though.
No, that's a Steam thing.
But when you do play it on the Steam Deck.
New noise for the Steam Deck just tripped. Yeah.
You can click a button. You can click a button and Alan moves left and right of the screen. And I find myself doing that a lot while I was walking through the woods to entertain myself.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I could get why they say this is a horror game, because the movement and the camera is horrifying.
Scary.
There's the uncanny valley of the mocap faces is awful.
Mm-hmm.
I have a big problem with product placement in games. I just think it's...
Oh my god.
I hate it.
I need to talk about Duracell.
I hate it. Yeah, I hate it with the passion. Well, no, it's Energizer. It's Energizer batteries, Lincoln Navigator car, Microsoft Sync, Verizon phones. Like, again, I'm just not a product placement in games. They, you know, it's not a real world. Please keep it separate.
But the money.
I don't care. The combat's awful, and this is one of those things where I think, like, Dark Souls has ruined things for me, because Alan moves like I do after I finish a bottle of whiskey. Sometimes they would just block the path forward. Like, it'd be like a big gate, and the big gate doesn't open, right?
Sure.
But next to it, they'd have, like, a little piece of wood on the fence that you just have to walk up and go over the fence. Why not just open the gate? Why do we have this little thing next to the gate?
They have a traversal system to work on, Slade.
I have...
They're making it like neon white.
I'm going to go ahead and call Barry, the producer, whatever.
Yeah.
My most hated character of 2024.
Well, this with is a bold day claim. One.
Yeah, day one. If we meet a character worse than Barry, my God.
And in 2 weeks, we play Duke Nukem Forever again.
I think Duke is more, like, appealing than Barry. Just
fair enough.
I don't really like the recap, because the recap is tied to the end of the level. So why are we recapping that I just did in the last hour and a half? You know, instead of when you start the next level.
Okay.
Like, like the it's tied to that, not to you starting like chapter 5. It's tied to the end of chapter 4. Why are we recapping then instead of when we start the new one?
That's a minor thing that could be moved.
Also, a Cat 815 is not a bulldozer. That's a trash compactor. I don't care how many times it chases Alan, it's still not a bulldozer. I also had a problem of audio overdubbing at times, like where multiple characters would be talking at once and the subtitles would also be overlaid on each other. And I'm like, I don't know who's talking. I don't know what's going on.
I had that exact issue once in this, but multiple times in Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, I had it several times in this, and it was usually Barry talking while another NPC was trying to tell me something.
They're trying to shut him up.
God, just an awful character.
He reminds me of the parrot from Aladdin.
Don't know. Anyways, but that's all I got on it.
Good game?
No.
Okay, cool. This game was fine. I regret choosing it for our first game of the year because it's fine. You guys have hit the nail on the head. It very much feels like a product of its time. You can tell it was released in 2010. It feels like it was released in 2010. The environments were very, very fun to start with, but the whole thing set in the woods in a relatively small town made the whole thing feel very stagnant very quickly. It was like they copy and pasted the bit that was good at the start and then went, oh, well, this bit was good. It'll be good 400 times over. Like, I don't care if I have walked through the woods and killed 4 enemies and thought, oh, that was a fun mechanic. I don't need to do that for another 6 hours. It was like you'd be at the start of something and you could see over the trees and he goes, oh, that's where I need to go. And then you go there, but it would take an hour to get there because you're walking through the woods despite all of these cars being around and the fact that everything is trying to kill you. I remember playing this when it came out and thinking it was really good. I think the standard of games over the last 14 years has dramatically improved. And I own Alan Wake 2 and have heard really good things about Alan Wake 2. I'm yet to play it. So I think I'm going to reserve judgment on Alan Wake 2 and not try and judge it on Alan Wake 1, which was fine.
I was thinking about Alan Wake 2 literally earlier today. And I found myself asking, did Alan Wake 2 only happen because of nostalgia? Because
probably
purely have it because we've played this recently. We know that Alan Wake is as the first game is really nothing special.
Yeah.
Well, it's living on the nostalgia kick, right?
Yeah,
that's all it is.
But Alan Wake as a character himself as well
he's a dick, by the way.
Dull. He's really dull.
Alan is a dick.
Explain.
He's kind of a dickhead to other people and everything. He's very self-absorbed.
Yeah.
And his wife has gone missing.
The game is called Alan Wake.
Alan, my guy, do you see the box? Pull some Metal Gear Solid 2.
So the story. The story of Alan Wake. You are Alan Wake. Kelsey Breeze. You are a writer who has had writer's block for many years, but you are a very well-respected crime author. And you want to get away from the city because you believe that is what you need to do in order to cure your writer's block, but you want to do this in a way that means you don't have to write.
Joey winced saying that.
Heaven forbid, Alan, you got to write something down.
Your wife says, I found a writer's block therapist in town, and I think you should see him. And you say, no. Why? It's literally your one problem. I found someone to fix your one problem. No, I don't want to see them. Good shit, Alan. She then surprises you with a typewriter and then gets eaten by a lake, which sounds weird. It's fucking weird. You then lose some of your memory and you're hanging off the cliff. And this is where the trope of, I see that thing in the distance I have to go to, I'm going to walk an hour in the woods to find it, starts. You walk an hour in the woods, you kill some ghosties, and throughout this, you find pages of a book. Pages of the book are the book that you are writing. Now, the lake is an entity that people in the town don't believe is real. There is no house on the lake, is what you're told more than once, despite you staying in a house on the lake. And the whole point in what you need to do is you need to finish the book to get your wife back. That is the long and short of the game. You have to kill lots of ghosties. The ghosties want to kill you. And at the end, to save your wife, you dive into the lake, never to be seen again until Alan Wake 2.
Alan Wake 2, he had some scuba gear.
Yeah, that's the subtitle of the second game, in case you didn't know.
Whoa.
What do we think of the story? That wasp is back.
Yeah, it's a really loud wasp.
I think he's got some gastro problems as well.
Okay, but like, you could tell whoever wrote it is just a massive Stephen King fan, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And they like name drop him. And they name drop him like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought it was interesting what it was trying to do, but it came off as a little too edgy for my liking. Shadow the Hedgehog edgy.
I don't think it came off as edgy. It just came off as redundant and boring.
I thought, actually, the story, while I was going through it, it felt really clever. But when I was reflecting on it and saying it back then, I thought, this is so stupid.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
It is complete nonsense. And the fact that you end the game by diving into the lake and that's it.
Yeah.
It's like, what is going on?
But now there's a second one.
Yeah, I'll have to let you know.
Winning awards actually sounds very good.
I actually think the second one.
Well, this one got awards too.
Going to be, I mean, awards from IGN and GameSpot. I wouldn't hold them in high prestige.
They're the pinnacle of games journalism.
I'll play the game and I'll let you know what it's like. Tim, highlights of the game.
Highlights of.
Please don't tell me the flashlight mechanic, because.
No,
the big flashlight.
There was one thing, and I may be totally misremembering this, but I swear at one point, because we played this a little while ago, did everyone else find the monster truck in the field at one point?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did it glitch out on you and flip upside down at one point?
No.
Okay, just me. Because your
highlight is that a monster truck fell upside down by accident.
Well, I got stuck upside down, and the only way for me to get back was happened to be another car chasing me. And it flipped me over. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know if that's planned or not.
Tim, you said this game was okay, and that's the best that it has.
Yeah, I mean, running in the woods is only so much fun.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Slade?
I like the two old dudes who were in a metal band.
Oh, yeah.
They were kind of entertaining.
Dave and Mustaine.
Yeah.
Alec and Baldwin.
Kurt and Cobain.
Yeah.
Can we just start naming more people?
James Dave and Grohl.
Jay Leno.
Lars and Ulrich.
Slade and I were going for metal band singers. Yeah. We just... James and Corden. Weird.
You could do the whole Lars Ulrich's scariest thing, which is tuning a snare drum.
Hey.
Slade, did you ever see the Lars Ulrich toilet?
Yeah, I did. I think you sent it to me.
Hilarious.
Slade, did you ever see the thing where Lars Ulrich visited his childhood home and it turned into a sperm bank?
Yep.
Amazing.
We do this when we don't have much to say about games because we didn't enjoy them.
It's kind of boring.
Lars is one of those like infuriating drummers, like was good in the heyday, had like a really downturn, and then like kind of got good again. But if you listen to the song One by Metallica, he switches the 2 and 4 at some point in the song. It's like towards the end. And when you notice it, you can't unhear it.
If you listen to the song Some Kind of Monster, you'll notice that Lars Ulrich forgets to take the rattle off of his snare drum in the same room that they're recording the bass in. So it sounds like there's a rattlesnake behind the whole track.
If you listen to Death Magnetic by Metallica, you'll forget that Lars Ulrich was ever there.
Alan Wake.
You know he uses metal drumsticks.
Alan Wake.
Alan Wake.
What else can you say about it? It just, the problem is I finished this not that long ago and it's so forgettable. Because everything looks the same. Everything plays the same.
I don't. Should we just go to scores and like short opener for the year?
No.
Let's go to scores and then we just chat for like 30 minutes.
Let's go to scores and then I have another question for you. Tim, recommendation and scores.
I've got the sheet.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Cool.
A 3.
Actually, a 2.
Yeah, no. What did I give Five Nights at Freddy's? I'm going to go with a 3. It's competent. It had a couple of unique presentation things, but if you like looking at tree bark for several hours, have at it. Otherwise, probably give it a miss.
Okay. Slade?
I'm also giving it a 3.
Okay.
I don't think it's really worth your playthrough, and I'm, you know, when it's one of those things like nostalgia can be so. What's the red flag quote, Tim, that you like so much?
Oh, the one from BoJack. If you wear rose tinted glasses, all the red flags just look like flags.
Yeah, and I think after like a certain amount of time, games from this generation still have like a, you know, like a red flag nostalgia to it.
Mm.
So if you're excited about this, don't go back and play the original because it's kind of shit.
The quote updated for this game is, if you play a game from 2010 and wear mud-colored glasses, everything looks like a game from 2010. So that's 2 threes and 2 strongly recommends there from Slade and Tim.
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
I think a 3 is harsh. I think if you look at the games that we scored 3-2, that's really harsh. I'm going to give it a
3.5.
3.25. No, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10.
Middle of the road.
I would have given it a 6 to bump it up a little bit, but I think that would be undue praise.
I don't. It doesn't really deserve it.
It doesn't deserve. But 5 out of 10, I'm happy with.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's a game. I didn't experience any glitches. It worked. And it was cheap on sale. Yeah. And it filled like 5 or 6 hours. So I don't recommend it. But
no, it's 5 out of 10. Yeah, and a little 3.6 out of 10.
Wow, what a cracking start to the year. So, guys, we spent the whole 6-hour playthrough running through the woods. What game would you rather spend 6 hours running through the woods in? Well,
Neon
actually,
White,
forget
Half-Life
that.
2, Half-Life Alex.
Well, there has to be woods
Call of
in
Duty.
These games.
There's woods in all those.
Oh, buddy, Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Really?
Yeah, the speed biker scene.
Cool.
No?
Not played it.
Oh, you guys are missing out.
I thought Battlefront was just a multiplayer shooty game.
Well, there's single player components to Battlefront 2.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty good actually.
What about just games that have woods in that are better than this?
Night in the Woods.
So I was going to say Night in the Woods.
There's the bit in Modern Warfare 2 on the what do you call them? Not jet skis, snowmobiles, where you're going through the woods.
Jet
That's
skis
fun.
In the woods.
Yeah, that's fun.
The Semper Fi? No. Is it Semper Fi in Call of Duty 1?
Senpai.
No, you're Call thinking of the All Guild Up?
Yeah, that one. That's a pretty good one. For the first, like, 5 minutes you're in the woods.
Chernobyl is where that takes
Minecraft?
Place.
Minecraft?
It's not in the woods. Yeah, there's wood bios. Yeah.
Anything else? Beaver Simulator?
Is that a game?
No.
Timberborn is what I was thinking of. That is Beaver Simulator.
Ah.
Yeah, well, that was my question. Join us in 2 weeks where Game Club Pod will be playing what? Who's it in 2 weeks?
Say, whose turn is it?
Whose turn is it? Indeed, I didn't close the score sheet.
I didn't have it open, so I hope it's not me.
It is you, Tim.
Give me a second. where are we? Alan Wake. Oh, yeah. We're playing BlazBlue Crosstag Battle.
Words.
Yep.
I forgot we did that, to be honest.
And Tim, what is Slade doing?
Slade, between this episode and the next, is going to go into the woods,
mm-hmm.
and run for 6 hours. He's not going to masturbate, Joey.
I didn't say that.
And you, if you inferred.
It's on video, allegedly, nowadays.
So, it says he's going to go running in the woods for 6 hours to see if he can keep pace with Alan.
I wouldn't do that. I'd just take my Jeep through the woods.
No, you're running.
Like a smart person.
That's the whole thing. You're running.
How do you feel about that, Slade?
That's fine. I'm just going to down this bottle of whiskey so we have the same movement.
Leveling up the playing fields. Well, we'll see you in 2 weeks or in the post-amble. Ciao for now.
Bye.
You know when you say something and it comes out of your mouth and you think, did I really just say that?
What, like, super fab?
Super fab, and I just said ciao for now.
Yeah.
which I don't feel good about. I don't have a quiz this week, guys. I don't mean to upset you. But I do have some news that I want to share with the listeners.
Yes. You're pregnant.
I am. I am with child. No, I'm going to be taking a little step back from the main line episodes, these ones with the three of us for a little bit. I'd like to stress that it's not for a permanent. It is just a little break.
Just we all need it.
Just trying to get things back on track. And I love hanging out with you guys and talking about these games, but the games take up so much time that in order to feel like I'm on track, that you work, you play these games, we record, we edit, it at the moment there isn't enough time in the day, so
gonna, it takes a lot.
Gonna take a month or two off. We did decide when I'm coming back. I can't remember exactly when that was.
After our
I think it was
March 11th episode.
No, I think if you want to bleep it, I think it was
March
11th.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be back March 11th. So the first episode in March, I'll be back. Slade, hold back your tears. It's okay. We'll make it. But,
cows.
It's just going to be Tim and I, and we'll figure something out.
Yep, we'll work it out.
Are you? When you say figure something out, do you mean bring in the northern boy?
Yeah.
For one episode at least.
Yeah, I thought it was important to share that with you.
Yeah, he's not just gone. He's not gone to the shop for cigarettes or milk or whatever. Really.
I'm not dead. I'll still be doing Two Blokes, but just taking a little break from Game Club Pod.
Healthy to do. I think given the length of time these things take to produce, I think it's a good thing to do every now and again.
And we've been doing this for so long.
3 years now. Three, 4 years?
Three years in May.
Huh.
70, let's make 70 episodes.
Disgusting, that is. Disgusting. We'll get to 100 and then we'll call it a day. I'll blow the whole thing up. I'll delete the feed again.
For reals this time.
For reals this time.
And then we'll call it Game Club Pod 2.
Electric Boogaloo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we don't have a quiz, and Lord forbid we have a 30-minute episode, how was Christmas for you two?
It was good. I didn't spend it with Tim. It was great.
Okay.
there was a comma between those two things.
It was good. I spent some time with Kane's family, went up north, and then came back down south where I live. Now I'm here.
How about you, Slade?
Oh, it was good. got some stuff that I wanted.
Hey.
So, yeah, which is always nice to get.
But I'm still here.
I know. got a new set of cookware, which is really nice. Mine was kind of on its last leg.
Nice.
It's one of those, like, it's like one of those adult presents you get really excited for.
Yeah. What did you get, Joey?
Oh, I got a lot of stuff for Jack.
Makes sense.
All of my stuff was we went really low key on each other's presents this year, so that Jack could have loads of stuff, and he was a very happy lad. So
yeah,
that was my happy Christmas. I did want to bring up something with you guys that I think is a bit mental. today marks our sixth day in a row that we've released an episode.
That announcement channel in the Discord is going to be on fire.
Slade's fingers are going to be on fire.
And then it's going to go in the Discord.
I got to come up with something every morning, Posty, at everyone.
Per day.
I usually have a first and then I post it.
Good. Sticky fingers on the keyboard. So
gives me a moment to relax and think about it.
Good.
Post nut clarity makes the best posts.
That's why it's called post nut clarity.
It's posting the status.
Yeah, so next time you get that notification in your inbox on Discord, just think about what Slade's been doing just before.
Think about a droplet of spum hitting the enter key. Slade wants to laugh, but he's drinking.
I kind of want to make this a 30-minute episode after that comment.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's
the first episode of the year. We got to have a little more fun than that.
But the game wasn't fun.
No, exactly. So we need to have fun as well.
I'm
going
to ask ChatGPT to come up with a quiz.
I have. So for New Year's Eve, would I be your nightmare of a neighbor? Because I'm one of the people that goes and gets fireworks.
I think there'll be a lot of that around by us this year.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier in this country to get fireworks than I think it is in the States generally.
No, it's really. I can go down to the gas station and get some.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Right. I live in the South. Look, Joey, it's easy to get a hold of anything that goes boom.
Oh, Slade, I sent you. Speaking of things that go boom, what did you think of the thing I sent you this morning?
The literal missile to buy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could.
Yeah, that was a replica of the original nuclear bomb.
Yeah. Did you know, you just go like, we all watched Tiger King, right?
Yeah.
First season anyway, yeah.
Season.
So the stuff that he was using like to just blow things up and he was shooting, it's called Tannerite. You can just go down to Walmart and buy it.
Well, there you go. Listen to Game Club Pod and get your explosive tips here.
So I have a quiz. I don't know how good this quiz is. It's 10 questions from ChatGPT, all about video games.
Okay.
All right.
You know how like old people refuse to learn how to use certain technologies?
Yeah.
AI is mine. I'm choosing that now to be the technology I don't understand when I get old.
Fair enough.
So when Slade's older and he needs the VCR programming.
Because we've gone back to VCRs.
Yeah.
All right.
Because AI has taken over and won't give Slade a DVD player.
All right. Question one. What is the best-selling video game of all time?
Wii Sports?
It's either Minecraft or Grand Theft Auto 5. I think it's Minecraft.
It is Minecraft with 200 million copies across all platforms. Question two, what year did Fortnite release?
Ooh, what? Is it coming up on like being 8 or 9 years old now?
I would say 2015.
I'll give the points to not this point, but I'll give the point to whoever is.
I'm going to say 2016.
It is 2017, so I'll give that to Slade.
What's
the acronym RPG stand for?
Role playing game.
There you go.
Rocket propelled grenade.
Yeah.
What game and console is produced by Microsoft and is a direct competitor to the PlayStation?
The Xbox.
Yeah. What is the name of the Italian plumber who is the mascot for Nintendo?
Mario.
Yeah. What does DLC stand for?
Downloadable content.
What game genre does Breath of the Wild belong to?
RPG.
Nintendo.
No, and not a genre.
It's not an RPG.
Action adventure is correct. Who is the creator of the Metal Gear Solid series?
Hideo Kojima.
What does FPS stand for in the context of a genre?
First person shooter.
First pussy sex.
Well done.
And what game is often credited with popularizing the battle royale genre?
Fortnite. No. Arma 2.
PUBG. That's your 10 questions from ChatGPT.
See how quickly they went and how easy they were.
Yeah.
Do you have a better understanding of why it's so hard to come up with a quiz for each of these episodes?
Not really, no.
No? Come on then, Slade.
I've asked you 10 that's more not my questions.
Job. This is all getting cut if you're just asking ChatGPT for questions. So.
I just asked him 10 more questions and most of them are the exact same as before but differently worded.
Ooh, real quick, I want to give two plugs.
Go on, get plugged.
One, Yeah, one is 1 hour, one decision. I went on there to talk about Persona 5 Tactica. If you haven't listened to that, you should. They have it also on YouTube. You can watch us talk about it. And then Gaming and Collecting, their last episode for 2023. I went on there to talk about all the animes that I have watched in 2023. That was a really fun time.
Jesus, how fucking long was that episode?
Well, it wasn't just me. It was a bunch of people to talk about everything that they had watched. And then we had like a ranking system for things.
Nice. And how far ahead everything else was Attack on Titan?
Oh, well, Attack on Titan's always first, but...
Good.
Let's see. Here's this one.
This is great content.
Compelling, isn't it?
36, 37, 38, 39, 40. I watched 41 Kin animes this year.
That's a lot. Stopped recording when you started counting. I didn't really.
No, I know you didn't. Anyways, but yeah, I watched a lot. Get to rank them, talk about them. There's some things currently I really don't like with Jujutsu Kaisen. Little hot takes. But yeah, go listen to both of those. And then you can always find me at Slate Plays Games on pretty much everything, except for Instagram, which is Slate's Life.
And Threads, which is Slate Plays Games with a Z.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's Blue Sky, but I don't.
Oh, Blue Sky.
I don't think it's got any value, really. That or Threads.
No, they don't. But Blue Sky has updated its JPEG thumbnail to a butterfly.
That's nice.
They still have a JPEG background, though. Anyway, see you in 2 weeks. Well, these guys will. I'll see you on Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.